Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. Recently, in the small town where I live, a public hearing was held before the local planning board to hear comments on a proposed subdivision, the location and scale of which would have powerful implication for both the immediate neighborhood and the future inevitable development of the town. The proposed site was an area halfway down a declining elevation and was half native forest and bog, half blueberry barren, until recently actively harvested and sprayed with herbicides, arguably toxic to humans. Abutting owners and concerned citizens made the predictable arguments against the desecration of vernal pools and other wildlife habitat, the impact of an already critical pattern of surface water runoff, the capacity of the water table, already notorious for its stingy wells, to accommodate the profligate use of 14 new homes. What, you may ask, does this have to do with the ocean? What was apparent in the overall discussion was that appropriate evaluation of the project was not really a function of land use requirements as much as it was of water use understanding, the availability of fresh water, the management of surface water, and the consequence of significant physical disturbance downstream. What was at stake was the integrity of a watershed that ultimately ends up via the local streams and drainage patterns in the nearby river and harbor and bay. It was clear that all the runoff of increased sewage or herbicides or road salt was to end up in the ocean, a fact that was never mentioned in the discussion or considered in the decision. This mindset is not exclusive to a small town in Maine. The World Water Forum, the largest global organization addressing water conservation and management issues, limits the scope of its interest at the salt line, at the place where freshwater and saltwater meet and mix, thereby denying the reality of the hydrological cycle and advertently basing its policy recommendation on flawed science. At the next meeting of the forum in 2009, the convening of over 10,000 water experts in Istanbul, Turkey in April, it may be that there will not be one session or professional paper on from freshwater to oceans. Not one. Perhaps the planning board of my town could show these experts the way. Perhaps they could ask for a serious hydraulic analysis of the many implications of the proposed development on those vernal pools, bogs, and natural trout streams, of the predictable erosion damage on site and on adjacent property as a result of the access roads, culverts, and septic systems, of the cost to the town of consequential repairs and maintenance from the physical disruption of naturally evolved patterns, and of the implications for human health, property values, and livelihood affected by pollutants finding their way to the sea. Perhaps the board could ask for the monetization of those impacts and related goods and services, their truth cost to be placed against the predictable limited property tax revenue to be collected. Such requirements would not necessarily inhibit the owner's development rights, but would hold him accountable for the consequences of his actions beyond his financial risk. More importantly, such analysis would enable the town planners and residents to be aware of the trade-offs between unregulated development and community values, and of the interdependence between natural and human systems that could constructively serve as a framework for understanding and valuing development proposals now and in the future. Wouldn't that be something? We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.